legal horse is in the room with us right now. Mike Monaco, Monaco Law. It's Monaco and Spivak, right? Isn't that correct?
Hello, Ro. Hello. Hi, Anne. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, all right, let's talk about, we got a number of legal issues here. Let's start with Gretchen Carlson, shall we?
Yeah, she had a big day.
To start.
Yep, Gretchen Carlson gets $20 million from 21st Century Fox.
Yeah.
It's part of her lawsuit against the Fox News Channel for what she says were inappropriate comments by Roger Ailes, then chairman of Fox News Channel. He has since departed. Now, what is notable about this, not only did she get $20 million, but what's notable is that they released an apology to her, a public apology, written public apology. And it was very direct. It said, in part, that she was very professional when she was there. And I'm going to read now the part that the statement says, "We sincerely regret and apologize for the fact that Gretchen was not treated with the respect and dignity that she and all of our colleagues deserve."
Now, Roger did not sign this, right?
No, this is from the Fox News.
Sued Ailes, and Fox is the one that responded.
Well, she sued Fox.
Yeah.
She didn't sue Roger Ailes.
Right.
I thought she sued him directly. He was directly named in the lawsuit.
Directly named as the...
But he wasn't a defendant, I don't
think. No, he's not the defendant. Fox's channel's defendant. It's the payer.
Somebody wondered if he was going to have to contribute, but
he did not.
I don't think he
According
had
to his attorney, Susan Estridge, Ailes is not contributing anything to this settlement.
Well, that's... $20 million is enough, I would think.
Well, he got $40 million to leave after all this, too. So he's sort of like, I mean, I'm not sure
so
who's the winner.
So $60 total.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. So it is unusual that, he wasn't sued, frankly, because you would think he would be sued.
Why can't she sue him now? He's a private citizen.
No, she could sue him. She could
sue
him.
He's a private citizen.
Yeah.
She's a private citizen. Everybody's a private citizen. Why can't she sue him now? Yeah. She could go after him now, personally.
Yeah, but it's unlikely with having recovered $20 million. I don't know if that money would be considered to be part of the total settlement of the entire event.
So damages. So damages are mitigated at that point because whatever her damages are mitigated by the settlement by Fox News.
Right, exactly.
Well, why would you say, Mike, would it be in the best interest for Fox to immediately, this is 2 months after those allegations came out,
they didn't want a trial.
Big settlement?
Right. It is the big settlement, but they didn't want all the horrible publicity.
The damaging things that would come out
especially
in a trial.
You know, they consider themselves fair and imbalanced
and sort of
family oriented, right? So this would be the worst possible kind of publicity for them. So I'm not surprised they tried to settle.
And you have Andrea Tantaro's doing the same thing, where she's out there talking about how they claim to be all this family oriented stuff, and yet what are they? You know, it's like she calls it like a daily orgy or something
the
over
Playboy
there.
Playboy Mansion.
The Playboy Mansion.
Like tame in comparison to what she saw allegedly at the network. I wonder what it means to the other women who came forward, too, not just Andrea Tantaros, but the others who now, do they say, okay, we're going to go forward with lawsuits, too? What signal do they get in the legal community when they see this?
They may also file a suit, I suppose. It's sort of, I think they have timing issues, I think, for the other cases. This one was more recent. The fact that person just quit the station, right? Fired?
Her contract was not renewed.
The contract was not renewed, right? But they
which one are you talking about? Gretchen Carlson.
Carlson.
Yeah, she was in negotiations with them, and they didn't meet her number, and so they decided to move on from her.
Right. But Anna was asking about the other people who were complaining
about
Ailes.
Because there are others who came forward.
Well, Tantaros is already out.
Right, but the others may be time-barred for going after him.
Well, now what's interesting is this. So moments after this determination was made, Greta Van Susteren, not to be confused with Gretchen Carlson.
Right. No, they don't look alike.
Greta Van Susteren was... announced she is leaving the Fox News Channel.
On her own.
On her own. She has a key man clause, according to her husband, we've been told a number of the Fox frontline talent has, that says that if, in fact, Roger Ailes no longer ran the network, that their contracts were then renewed, were null and void. On the decision of the talent.
Yeah.
So if Roger Ailes leaves, then guys like Sean Hannity and obviously Greta Van Susteren can say, all right, well, this contract's no longer good. either pay me more money or I'll leave. And that's exactly what she said to them. And they said, no, we're not going to pay more money. So she's leaving.
So Greta was a criminal defense lawyer in Washington, D.C.
Right. Her husband is quoted, by the way, in the New York Times right now as saying that the place is chaos. And Fox News is chaos and very hard to work there.
Right. And you think that the Gretchen Carlson thing, in terms of having such a trickle-down effect, it really appears that it's having this huge impact. At the station that's been number one for how long now? It's been the number one in cable news, far and ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, especially in light of the fact that other women are coming out with a similar allegation against Ailes.
Mm-hmm. A number of them.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with Greta Van Susteren.
No, she backed Ailes and said she thought she'd never witnessed that kind of behavior. That's not something she's seen, and that's not something she knows or believes to be true about him.
And she was a good criminal defense lawyer when she was in Washington, D.C., I'm told, and then joined a lot of the folks in, I think, I'm not sure if it was the O.J. case.
It was the O.J. trial.
O.J. case.
She actually, she and Roger,
California?
Yes, him, got their own show on CNN.
Right.
As a result of that.
Right.
And they did a panel show every day with people who would watch the trial and talked about, and they had like an audience watching it. It was the O.J. trial was, you know, it was a big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah. It was.
And so
I remember talking to you about that case, Ro.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
On a different station.
Many, many years ago.
That's right.
Yeah. So Greta Van Susteren started there. Roger Kosek.
I thought of it myself, too.
Yeah. And so they did their show. Then she went over to Fox. She'd been at Fox for 14 years. And she leaves saying, hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to go do something else. My guess is she'll end up at a network. She does a lot of work at ABC.
Yeah.
She's on she does that Sunday morning panel with Stephanopoulos. I would not be surprised to see her pop up at one of the broadcast networks.
There's speculation that Gretchen Carlson could also end up at ABC, someplace like on The View, you know, now that she's sort of a heroine for women's issues and women's rights and a conservative voice, much needed on that panel, so possible.
I have to say, though, you know, that Fox and Friends is like hee-haw.
It is a bit.
That show is ridiculously stupid. They might as well just have, you know, a really fat guy in overalls sitting there delivering the news to you.
You ever seen El Gordo and El La Flaca or something on the Univision?
El Gordo y Flaca, yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Kind of, you know.
Yes,
kind of
I've seen that.
It reduces itself to that level at some point when they just get up and start dancing.
Yes. El Gordo has been on the show a number of times.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And it is true. It's like, you know, they'll ask, hey, what about Donald Trump? Let's dance with Donald Trump. Yay!
And that was when the mariachis come out and everybody's dancing. And
they interviewed Larry the Cable Guy about his thoughts on politics.
On Fox.
We'll go back to the Fox Morning Show.
Really?
And last week.
Uh-huh.
And Larry Cable Guy, well, we got to get her done.
This is not Joe the Plumber.
No, this is Trump. This old boy, now I tell you, they all got problems, but this old boy, he's good. He's all good. I'll play for you.
I know I'm not voting for.
Who?
I'll give you the initials. Hillary Clinton.
You know, this election is so crazy because I want to change. I like Trump, some of the things he says, and he's outrageous. So you just don't know. It's kind of like the choice is, let's see, do I want to poop my pants or do I want somebody else to poop my pants?
In-depth political commentary.
Very high level.
Yeah.
Very high level stuff there, Ro.
Genius. At Fox and Friends, you're like, now that insightful.
I thought you were being too cruel when you were impersonating him at first.
Nope.
Then you heard
apparently,
the example,
apparently
Mike.
Not.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Apparently so, you overstated him.
So you wonder if Gretchen Carlson can come back from that. Come back from the stink of the pooping of the pants of
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy and Fox and Friends. Yikes. She was not on that segment.
No, she wasn't. She hasn't been on that show in a little bit. She had her own show.
But it's still, you know, it's funny because it's almost predictable. You know what is amazing? Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck was on one of the morning shows yesterday. I think he was on the Tapper show. And Glenn, of all people,
right?
Who was the guy that almost spun Fox News Channel off its axis because he was even too wacky for them.
He was.
Right? He had the blackboards up, and he had a conspiracy with this and conspiracy with that, and it was Sullivan.
Big on conspiracy.
Right.
It was especially Obama-related ones.
Obama, the birther thing, and all of that. And yesterday, Glenn Beck was on apologizing for that, saying that we have spent too much time talking to our own core people and serving their desire for knowledge, the knowledge that they wish to learn, which is not necessarily looking at the other side of it as well.
Yeah.
And that we spent too much time doing that. And yes, we can make a lot of money doing it that way, but is it right?
There you go.
Probably. I'm like, he said what?
Exactly.
This is
Glenn Beck.
It's Glenn Beck. And so Fox News is kind of falling apart in, you know, on its edges a little bit. There are still some really important and interesting things that go on there. And there's some very good shows that I think are very balanced and thoughtful. But then there's other shows that are obviously, you know, that's the talk block. I mean, Hannity is Hannity. Hannity is basically Donald Trump's press secretary. Flies the people around for Trump. Flew Newt Gingrich into an interview with Donald Trump in Indianapolis on his own jet and walked him up the stairs. It's like, that's not, but he's a talk show host. He doesn't have to be. He can do whatever he wants.
Doesn't have to be fair.
That's fine. I mean, I know I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm friends with politicians and I'm clear about my friendships with them. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. But the crumble is happening here now. And apparently there were some women that felt like they were, you know, not being properly respected in the halls there.
Uh-huh.
So you have that. So God bless.
Feels like it might not be over is what I think the feeling you get from all of this. That Ailes has been moved aside. Now he's advising Trump and that the network has made some shakeups at the top, but that there are still other women out there who may come forward. So who knows? And it certainly has.
And they're all going to the safety of the Trump campaign because they're going to be the next leaders of the world. See, now, what does that say?
He's ahead this week, according to the polls.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Is anybody as concerned as I am about the fact? Can I just ask you this? And then we're going to talk about this playmate who's facing prison time.
And if we have Tom Cosby, too, we've got to ask Mike later.
For taking pictures in a gym. But we'll talk about that in a second. But does anybody have any concern that the U.S. government is investigating whether the Russians are actually trying to tamper with this election?
That was the scariest thing I read all weekend.
And Paul Manafort worked for
Putin.
Putin.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a concern about that? Does anybody see that as a potential?
Yeah. He didn't work directly for Putin.
I sound like a crazy, but he did.
Yeah.
He did. He worked for the pro-Putin guy in Ukraine, and that's working for Putin.
Yeah.
That is not working for the guy in Ukraine. Oh, I don't know. Putin had nothing to do with funding that guy. He absolutely. That's exactly what he did. That's Putin's puppet. So, and I know I sound like those crazy people. I sound like crazy uncle.
Well, there is evidence. Isn't there evidence?
It's crazy.
There's evidence that the Russians did it. Hack.
Yes.
The Democrats.
No, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Republican senator to talk about it coming up in just a little bit. But doesn't anybody stop and go, hey, wait a second. Maybe that Manafort thing was a little more significant than we thought it was.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not. I mean, I don't want to be one of those crazy, like, 60s radical types thinking about these things or the conspiracy people or, like, you know, like crazy uncle.
Well, Russia has a history of trying to meddle in elections, including those in the Ukraine. So,
yes, but this is the United States.
I know, and hopefully they don't have a chance in how I'm doing
it. I don't like the way this is going.
And the irony is...
Oh, no.
He's going to New Zealand. Have you heard this plan, Mike?
Finally, you agree with me, Rokan. I've been saying this the entire time, and you haven't been paying any attention to me. Now it's your time to pay.
Creepy guy needs to go back in the basement for a little bit.
Okay.
We've heard from you.
I'm going in
to
round this. I'm going, but I'll be watching you.
Oh, God. Oh, that got worse.
Yeah. The irony is that Trump is claiming the election could be rigged.
Right.
There you go. That's good. Okay.
Right.
That's maybe correct. He knows.
Maybe he knows something we don't.
The whole thing's rigged, okay?
Because
I rigged it.
Okay. No one else is concerned about that. Nobody else is concerned. All right, why is there a Playboy playmate going to jail for taking a picture in a locker room? We'll talk about that. But first, you'll let a Powder Max out of the WGN Traffic Trouble Slots. All right. Michael Monaco, attorney at law, is here, legal analyst of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Danny Mathers is the...
Michael, she did something she wishes she could take back, for sure.
Michael, are you okay over there? What's going on?
He's pressing just buttons.
Speak. You can
hello.
Yeah, there you are.
Yes, yeah, there you are. I don't know what you're concerned about. A Playboy model who posted a photograph of an elderly woman naked in the gym changing room with a sarcastic comment, then posted it on social media like a moron.
She said, if I can't unsee this, then you can't either. Yeah, so she was letting her followers know, hey, I find this person unattractive, and don't you too.
Yeah, and they refer to this the woman. They don't know who the woman is yet, I don't think. They refer to her as a pensioner.
I think the LAPD just tracked her down, is the news we're hearing from TMZ.
Because they're trying to prosecute Danny Matthews.
Mathers.
Danny Mathers, D-A-N-I, Mathers.
Mm-hmm. Leave off the Y for savings. She's facing a prison sentence and $1 million in damages. Why is this?
Because California has a law that I think about a dozen other states have involving revenge porn or body shaming,
mm-hmm.
which allows them to prosecute folks if they publish a photograph of another person who they have reason to believe they does not want their photograph published.
And we may not know they were photographed.
Or may not know they're photographed, exactly. And those persons are in either a compromising or naked or semi-naked position. They don't have to be completely naked.
Mm-hmm.
And that, although this woman was, I think she was in the shower at the time. And now there's a part of the law that has a requirement of malicious intent in doing so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she'll have to be charged with that. In Illinois, for example, Illinois does not have revenge porn law, but they have a similar law involving the publication of non-consensual images of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And Illinois does not have a situation where they require a malicious intent either. But Illinois, the law is a person commits non-consensual dissemination of private sexual images when they intentionally disseminate an image of somebody over 18 who's identifiable and who's engaged in a sexual act or whose intimate parts are exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's parts. Illinois.
So that's Illinois?
Illinois,
so
yes.
So Roe can't go around the East Bank Club and take pictures of people naked? Because they all walk. I hear in the men's locker room, they walk around naked there.
Yeah,
all
but
the time.
I don't even use my phone in the men's locker room because I'm afraid that I'm afraid. I wear, and by the way, when I'm in the men's locker room, I am dressed like Lawrence of Arabia. I wear four towels. I wore a towel over my face.
Hermetically sealed suit.
Right. A
make
towel,
sure there's nothing. No
towel
contact.
Over my torso, towel over my bottom, towels over my feet.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around
you're,
there.
You're well
you can't
covered.
See anything. You can't see anything, right?
Yeah.
So it's still a problem here. You can't do it here, right?
It's not as stringent as California. Right, exactly. California has this other.
Is Danny Mathers going to prison?
Danny Mathers may have a big problem. Yeah.
$1 million lawsuit, they say, too.
Well,
if
they find the woman, right, if she sues her.
TMZ is saying they've tracked, LAPD has
tracked her down.
They know who the woman is. She's in her 70s.
And Danny Mathers is a former radio host.
Yeah, she lost her job.
She lost her job at KLOS. Which was our, it's what those other guys own it that I don't like so much anymore.
Mm-hmm. And she was Playmate of the Year?
Playmate. They identify her as
Playboy.
Normally
Playmate.
They're so smart.
Playmate of the Year, 2015. Playboy Playmate of the Year.
That's what I thought.
There you go, Danny Mathers. Yeah, the Mike's got everything.
Got that detail right.
Be on top of these things.
Yeah, he's got. I remember her. She was November,
sure?
And then she was the Playmate of the Year.
To keep my finger on the pulse.
All right, watch your
modern coach.
All right, thank you. How dare you? Here he is. Thank you so much, Mike Monaco. No case too big or too small.